sy gaat dan bar corona ran kom ons my mo gaan nomoskar. Ha Frankie Fernandez Melbourne Australia so tum kan yo koincho ko bro kognitlian pawita. As maji Davis Tarik.
Surate khabar revolutionary guns pox acha mode foot padla acha babten khabar. Gelya somanat Manoj Parab tachet amdar Viresh Borkar acha mode vad vivad suru zala to aaj pasun sutavo zallo na. रेव्होल्युशन गोंद पक्ष हाचे कार्यकर्त्यां मदे बी हो वाद विवाद दिसून येता. मनोज तुकाराम परब आनी ताचे रेव्होल्युशन गोंद पक्ष हाचे कार्यकर्त्या हाणें एकलोच आमदार विरेश बोरकर हाका केल्ल्या सुमनांत एक शो कॉज नोटीस काडला.
आमदाराक पार्टीन शो कॉज नोटीस काडला म्हण सो आमी ते ऑफिशियली सांगता. विरेश बोरकर जो आमचो सांतंद्रेचो आमदार आसा तेका पार्टीन शो कॉज नोटीस काडलेली आसा. शो कॉज नोटीस एज पर पार्टी प्रोसिजर काढलेली आसा. पार्टीचो एमएलए जावच्या पयली विरेश बोरकर पार्टीचो मेंबर, पार्टीचे ऑर्गनायझेशन, पार्टीचे डिसिप्लीन कमिटीज, पार्टीचे डिसिप्लीन, पार्टीचे सगळे वॅल्यूज हे खंयच्याय इलेक्टेड रिप्रेझेंटेटिव्हच्याकून व्हडले आसा. मेंबर ना जाल्यार तो एमएलए जावचो नासलो, पार्टी ना जाल्यार तो एमएलए जावचो नासलो. सो म्हणून तेचो कंडक्ट, तेचो बिहेवियर सीसीन नोट डाऊन केलो आणि तेका शोकोज नोटीस काढला. शोकोज नोटीस काढपाचे रिझन्स कालच्या प्रेस कॉन्फरन्सान सांगूक ना, बट आम्ही तुमकां सांगता कित्याक काढला ती. फर्स्ट म्हटल्यार जुलियस आल्मेदाची नोटीस तो अजून असोसिएट हा, तेका सगळ्याक तो वांगडा भोवता आणि पार्टीची जी नोटीस हा तिका तो व्हायलेट करता आणि डिसिप्लिनरी एक्शन्स तेगेर जे आम्ही किती हा ते डिसिप्लिनरी एक्शन्स तिथून तो बसना. म्हणजे जो जुलियस आल्मेदान ते पार्टीचे डिफेम केला आणि त्याच मनशाक घेऊन तू भोवता म्हणून ते एक कंडिशन आसा, तेका आम्ही शोकस नोटीस काढला.
हाच्या उपरांत आमदार विरेश बोरकर हाणे आपल्याच फेसबुक पेजर हाचेर एक पोस्ट घातलो. तातूंत ताणें सांगले, आय नेवर एंटर दीस जर्नी फॉर पावर, आय एंटर इट फॉर गोवा. इफ स्पीकिंग फॉर गोवा क्रिएट्स एनिमीज, आय एक्सेप्ट इट विथ ह्युमिलिटी. फॉरगेट विरेश बोरकर, थिंक ओनली अबाउट गोवा, बिकॉज one day history will ask us all, when Goa needed you, where were you? Dusri khabar, gelya somanant Congress pakshacho ponda by elections acho umedwar Dr. Ketan Batikar ya sansanatlo otorlo. Goa Medical College hacha dotarani tacher postmortem kelo ani hacha upran gaman aile ki taka sarpan ghas marlo. Hi ghatna Karnataka cha rajyant Anmol Garg hanga jali, pan goicha police hane chokoshi karpak suru keli. एडवोकेट राधाराव ग्रेसे सांगता, कर्नाटका पुलीस हाणें ही चौकशी करपाची चड गरज.
द सर्कमस्टान्सीस अंडर विच हीज अलेज्ड टू हॅव डायड लुक ऑन द फेस ऑफ इट सस्पिशियस, अँड कन्सिडरिंग दॅट डॉक्टर मतिकार वॉज अन ओपोनंट ऑफ द रुलिंग पार्टी इन गोवा अँड हॅड व्हर्च्युअली वन द पोंदा बाय इलेक्शन, दस फोर्सिंग द ऑथॉरिटी द गव्हर्नमेंट टू समहाव सीक कॅन्सलेशन ऑफ द इलेक्शन successfully. It is clear that in case there is any suspicion in the gap, then the Goa police may not be able to do justice if there is complicity of opponents of Dr. Batikar in his death. Now as I see it, the incident occurred at Anmol within Karnataka. He was reportedly bitten by a snake in Karnataka, and if that is so the offense has to be registered in Karnataka. I do not see how the Goa police have the jurisdiction to investigate that offense which took place in Karnataka either way, whether it is a snake bite or whether there is something else. And also considering that Goa police may be under pressure from the authorities not to properly investigate the matter, I demand that the offense be registered in the state of Karnataka where the incident has occurred. I do not expect any justice too late Ketan Batikar in Goa. I would expect the Congress party in Goa particularly to take up this issue and see that an offense is registered at the Khanapur or some other police station within which the incident has taken place.
Dr. Ketan Batikar hache family hache upran ek video zahir kela.
Tumhi sagle log tata condolences diu paile tamcha khatir am Batikar family tarfe tumka sagyan deu bare karu amta. तसेच गेले दोन तीन दिवसांनी सोशल मीडियाचे लोकांचं खूप उद्रेक स्पेक्युलेशन येतात, तातून आमकां खूप त्रास जाल्लो आसा. म्हणून आम्ही हा जो व्हिडिओ काढतात, आम्ही तुमच्याकडे कळकळून विनंती करता की केतन गेल्ल्या पासून आमकां राजकारण सोंपलें, आमकां आतां ताज्या मरणाचें राजकारण नाका, हें तुमकां कळकळून विनंती करता. आमकां कसलीच इन्क्वायरी नाका, कितें जाल्लें नाका, कांयच नाका, कित्याक आमचो केतन आतां परत येवचो ना, आमचो केतन गेलो. सो तुमकां हांव रिक्वेस्ट करता की आमकां हें कसलेंच कांय नाका, लेट हिम लीव रेस्ट इन पीस, आनी आमकांय सगळ्यांक पिसपुनी रावपाक दिया, आमकां कोणाचेरूच दुबाव ना.
आनी एक म्हत्वाची खबर, आमचो सोशल एक्टिविस्ट सोपनी शिर्लेकर हाचेर गोंयच्या वेगवेगळ्या पुलीस स्टेशन हाचेर ताचे विरुद्ध कंप्लेंट बीजेपीचे कांय कार्यकर्ता हांणी केल्ली आसा, तशेंच पणजेच्या पुलीस स्टेशन हाचेर बी केल्या. आनी सोपनी शिर्लेकर पत्रकारां लागीं उलयताना सांगलें,
हांवें जी व्हिडियो काडलेलो पळय 29 एप्रील 2024 ते व्हिडियोचो बॅकग्राऊंड आसलेलो आमचो जो कारापूर प्रोटेस्ट चल्ला, आयज 45th दीस 45th डे त्यांच्या गावांत तो हाऊस ऑफ अभिनंदन लोजाचो जो मेगा हाऊसिंग प्रोजेक्ट येता त्याच्या अगेन्स्ट ते गावचे लोक थंय प्रोटेस्टाक बसलेले आसात. सो फाटले दिसांनी 28 तारखेक सीएमान तांकां मेळपाक आपयल्ले, आनी मेळटो कोणी सीएम थंयसर सेटलमेंटाची भाषा उलयलेलो म्हणून हांवें गोंयच्या लोकांक हे जाणून दिवपाक लागून एक व्हिडियो काढलो 29 तारखेक. त्या व्हिडियोच्या अगेन्स्ट त्यांच्यानी कंप्लेन केला, सेईंग दॅट की हांव खंय तांकां अपशब्द उलयलो, त्यांचे डिफेम केले त्यांच्या पार्टेक आनी त्यांच्या सीएमांक, म्हटल्या आमच्या सीएमांक सगळ्यांच्या, गोंयचो सीएम दुर्देव आमचे, सो तांकां सगळ्यांक आमी डिफेम केले म्हणून त्यांच्यानी कंप्लेन केला. म्हाका दिसता आतां सद्याक बीजेपीन चार्ट केल्लो आहा, सरकार तेंचे म्हणटा कोणी पुलीस तेंचे जाल्लेले आसा, सो तेंच्यानी चार्ट केल्लेलो आसा की कोण तेंकां जास्त रिस्की जातलो, तेंकां ते पुलीस स्टेशनाचे दौरा करपाक लायतले.
तर ह्यो जाण आसल्यो आमच्यो कांय सुसेगाद दनपार गोंयच्यो खबरो कोंकणींतल्यान मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया सावन. मेळया दुसऱ्या सोमारात, ते मेरेन मोगा संदी.
रंगाचे हे जीन्स करता हाल मुझा काळजाचे, बकरी बकरी डोळे काजल रंगाचे, हे डोळे स्वर्ण नींद मजा रंगाचे, जीन्स तुझे निळश रंगाचे, हे जीन्स करता हाल मुझा काळजाचे,
बकरी बकरी डोळे ताजे काजल रंगाचे, हे डोळे स्वर्ण नींद मजा रंगाचे. सांग सांग तुझे जीन्साक इतलं बुरा कित्याक तो मन दापून वरून वस्तू किती पवना. जीन्स तुझे निळश रंगाचे, हे जीन्स करता हाल मुझा काळजाचे, बकरी बकरी डोळे ताजे काजल रंगाचे, स्वर्ण नींद मजा रातीचे.
तांबडे तांबडे ओठ फुगरे तुझे गाल, हौचे दोळचे पेंगड तुझे करतात म्हाका अमल, निळशे निळशे डोळे डोळ्यां काळे कसाळे, एक तुझी दिसकी मोगा काळसमारी वाटाळे. हे
चेड़वा सांग सांग है जीन्स तुझे बेंगड़ा कशे अर्दाता हालों न दलों तुम दो पाई सल्तना फुटा पिते काउजे ही भुगता
स्वागत करता हांव रिची तुमकां आयच्या सुशेगाद दनपार कोंकणी रेडियो प्रोग्रामार. सर्व आयकतल्यांक देव बरो दीस म्हणटा. आणि वो दीस आमकां देवान दिल्लो आमी बऱ्या तरान यूज केलो या वापरलो हांव म्हण चिंता. म्हज्या सांगात आज आसा स्टुडिओंत हेक्टर बाब आणि शैला बाई. कशी आहात तुम्ही?
बरी आसात.
ती केले सॉफ्ट उलयता शैला बाई. जेव लायंगी ना
दनपारा
बरो नातुल्लो. एक दोन तीन एक हप्तो बरो खेळ कोंकली.
आय हॅड फ्लू लाईक सिम्पटम्स. आय डोंट नो व्हाय बट
आता बरो आहे.
गॉगल विथ बेटाडीन व्हिच आय गॉट फ्रॉम इंडिया अँड आय डिडंट टेक एनी अदर मेडिकेशन.
तरी आम्ही आयच्या प्रोग्रामार हेक्टर बाबा सांगात आयले उलय. हेक्टर बाब एक बारीक कीन गार्डनर. ओके. तांणी मस्तूय वावर केल्या. काम करताना काम रिटायर जाल्या उपरांत ती मस्त ताणें वावर केल्या. मस्त शिकला गार्डनिंगा विशयत. देखून ताचे कडेन जावन इल्ले आमी इल्ले शिकया या इल्ले टिप्स कण घ्या. बिफोर विंटर सेट्स इन देर आर सम स्टेप्स टू बी टेकन हाऊ टू प्रिपेअर the garden. But Hector is now on a different trip. There are two things that he's latched on to. And so we will talk about it. So Hector, tu amka sangta ki tujhi gardening chi journey keda dam suru zali ya anga New Zealand an dan I love prant ki ya New Zealand an dan yon cha pail ne suru zali.
Yeah, so I was always interested in gardening right since a child. And the first seed I planted was a guava seed. And for so long the guava tree did not grow, and then finally it grew, and then it got guavas, and but always there were some larvae in the guavas. Anyway, so I used to grow a little things at home, and but when I came to New Zealand, after going into the, you know, you come and you go into Citizens Advice Bureau first, I'd gone. Just, and then got that book, Kia Ora, and all that, and that lecturer or presenter was familiarizing the people over there at that initiation program about lingo in
New Zealand.
Yeah, he said people will say hi bro and sweet ass and this and all that. And one of the things he said that we all came as permanent residents. He said you're as good as a citizen. The only thing, you won't get a passport, but you can buy a house, this, that, and you have all the rights. You can vote and all that. I kept that in mind. And then I went for a composting course. You know? They gave me a card for buying a discount coupon from Plant Barn. So I went to Plant Barn and bought a lot of plants. And I thought I'll get 10% discount. And calculated, okay, I bought about $80 or something. Wow. But I thought I'll get $8 more.
Princely something.
Lot of, it was summertime. Bought some tomatoes and saplings seedlings. I went to the counter and with my trolley. And that young girl over there said, it came up to something, and then I gave her that discount coupon. And then she looked at that trolley and looked at me and said, oh, no, this is only for natives. So I said, natives? I'd never heard of this before. So I thought she was referring to me. And I said, well, I am I'm a citizen, you know.
I was wondering why you began with that story.
I'm a citizen. I mean, I'm a native. So, and that nice bro at the Citizens Advice Bureau told me, even though I've just got I'm a permanent resident, I have all the rights of a native. So this is like, it seems a bit racial. So she got a bit flustered. She said, okay, I'll call my manager. And then she called the manager and she said, what's up? And on, I said, this lady is not giving me this because I'm not a native. But I've got one. So she said, no, she's not referring to you. It is to the plants. There are no native plants.
What an amazing story.
Well, I was so embarrassed. And at that point of time, I said, I've got to do a gardening course. And I promptly registered for a gardening course and learnt all the native plants like potukava and...
True, because actually we don't refer to plants as natives normally. Yeah. We're not accustomed to saying that. Yeah.
So that was the
starting point.
The reason why I did a course in horticulture. And I know now that, now I'm as good as I've got my citizenship also, so I'm a native.
So you're native and the plants are native.
but tell me, how did that course help you? I mean, it gave you the wherewithal of how to grow plants, how to treat the soil, to understand when plants grow pretty good. Is it during summertime or even during wintertime? How do you manage them? Was that the primary objective, or is it that
I wanted? I was fascinated with the plant kingdom always. How do plants live? You know, they are. I know they're living beings, but they just. I knew about photosynthesis from school and all that, and so I learnt about soil and importance of soil, and what plants to grow when, and for all various things, weeds and all that, how to control them. So, and then that helped me to meet people. One of the good things that you meet people, fellow gardeners and people who are interested in gardening. I used to go to some workshops, and it helped me to grow plants. Yeah. So that was it.
So is it that love for the plant kingdom that took you to the Franciscan lay ministry, or is it the lay ministry that brought you to the plant?
No. At that time, I did not know much about the
lay ministry.
Connection of St. Francis to ecology and all that. Yeah.
But Hector, I have been visiting your home quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I have seen is over the years, you have a huge collection of pots and soil which were initially kept all over the place but now very nicely organized. And then you put a nice greenhouse, which I'm quite amazed.
So organized. Hector's garden is quite something to
behold. Yeah. So I've seen a huge greenhouse and
I saw that too.
Tell me, how did this passion for some of these exotic plants, like you have grown a mango tree, you are very good at watermelons, you hold a watermelon cutting ceremony for the children. So tell me about watermelon growing. Is not so easy. So tell me about the watermelon story. Tell me about...
We started with growing watermelons, and then I started telling a story around it, and then invited the children to, the friends, their grandchildren. And everyone was very interested in it, because something about a watermelon, not many people grow a watermelon. So it became a kind of a feature, like of the summer. And even the children are 4 years, 5 years now, they've grown up to 8, 9 and all that. And there were a group of children who looked forward to this watermelon party. I think, have you seen that video, Shaila?
I haven't. I'd be interested to see.
I think,
somebody came and shot a video, went around his garden, shot a video, and Hector talks about his watermelon story. She's from Eco Matters.
I saw that video, but do you have one of the actual watermelon cutting and the children?
Yeah. It's part of that video.
Okay.
So then after some time, some of the parents told me, why don't you, since you're so passionate about gardening, start a children's garden club where you can teach them and they can get hands-on with their gardening. So just recently, I started a Little Sprouts Club. It's called it Little Sprouts.
Wow.
And we had, and then I was talking to Richard. He said, well, you should approach, that's a great idea. You should approach Dalton's. And he sent me one video. So I just wrote to them. And then they called me and I spoke to them. And oh, I sent them that watermelon video. And they donated some 1.5 cubic meters of good garden mix.
Wow.
And then I was buying some tulips and also I said, okay, I'm good. Let's have a planting session of bulbs, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was ordering some tulip bulbs for myself and I just, on their website, they said community. So I asked them, will you donate something towards this effort? And I sent them again, I sent them the watermelon video. So they said, oh, it sounds great and all, and they donated some 50 bulbs.
So Hector, this Young Sprouts Club, have I got that right?
Little Sprouts Club.
Okay, now this has sort of taken shape. How many children are there in this club?
Oh, right now there are just 6.
There are 6. Yeah, are you open to have children?
Yeah.
And
slowly. Yeah. So I'm just, because their attention span is very
limited.
Short.
And would you encourage the older people who have got younger brains also to participate?
You know, everybody you have to have a feeling for it.
Okay. So is there a structure, Hector, for this particular set of classes? Now you started with planting bulbs. Is there anything more? How are you going to progress about it?
I would like to get some, you know, to visit let us say a farm. And I'm presently doing a course in organics with the Open Polytech. And I've been quite fascinated with this. Shaila, you may have heard of it, the Rudolf Steiner.
I've heard the name, but I can't.
Yeah. Anyway, so Rudolf Steiner, it's all organic growing. And
okay.
So that is one school of thought. So I've contacted some people where they have, and he has... he came out with this concept of holistic gardening, and he said the plants grow not only through because of the soil, but there are cosmic forces which affect the growth of plant. Now, for example, today the moon is in the last quarter.
Present.
It's the first quarter. And it is in ascendancy, as it's called. And it's just moved into Libra or something like that. So it's good for fruits. So you grow fruit plants. And since it's ascending, sap is being drawn into it and something like that, you know. So all the rhythms of the cosmos, celestial bodies, affects. Another thing he does is cow manure. He said the cow is a fabulous animal. Yeah. It has got 4 stomachs. So all its manure is very nutrient-rich. So they have what is called Preparation 500, where you take cow manure, a little of it, and you have to do it in winter, where in the afternoon, and put it into a barrel and keep on stirring it. It's like a vortex. And you create, you know, when you keep stirring it clockwise or in one direction, it creates a vortex. And suddenly you change the direction, it creates chaos.
Mm.
And that's how you're bringing all the elemental forces into. And then you put it into cow horns and bury it over winter and let all the energy go into it. And then in spring it is broadcast over the crops. So it's being adopted in several countries, even in New Zealand. So I'm trying to get a visit to a biodynamic farm where it's all everything required for the farm is enclosed in the farm itself. And you know, all this organic is health, soil, fairness and care.
Yeah.
So that's something very nice about organics.
Yeah. It's going back to the original cycle of life.
Yeah.
It's about regenerating and benefiting from the nutrient value of the earth's own.
And there is some great society which is since 1941, NZ Soil and Health. And their motto is healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy food, healthy people.
So Hector, you have got now so much engrossed in this whole gardening, and it has taken you through a whole journey of how nature is actually functioning. You're getting an insight into how nature is functioning, how nature is related to the cosmos, etc. Any plans of holding regular sessions apart from the children?
Yeah, so I come across some people, like we're having so this year is actually being declared by Pope Leo as the Jubilee Year of St. Francis.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, so St. Francis is the patron saint of the ecology. And he used to actually, I don't know how, 800 years ago, he felt that, you know, the earth is, he gave so much reverence to the earth. And he said, praise be to thee, my Lord, through your, you know, through brother sun and sister moon and our sister mother earth, who produces, who governs us and produces, gives us beautiful flowers.
His theology is around explaining the supernatural through the natural. That's the theology of St. Francis.
Yeah. So, just as part of that, I approached Auckland Council, and we are having a composting course at the Friary for them. And through this Bokashi and hot composting. And I just thought it would be nice to have this, apart from the other spiritual sessions.
Nice.
And then through that lady, I've got in touch with some... So if you want, we can have a visit to a biodynamic farm and stay over there.
I think.
What is appealing to me is that churning. It's just a very simple thing.
It's got a meaning to it. The same concept, the churning that you explained when you were talking about it. I was thinking about, if you think about the scientific world or you think about even medicine, there is a concept around stressing and unstressing. So when you stress something or where you unstress it. So there is a value of, you know, kind of rhythm and chaos. It creates opportunity in different fields.
That's exactly
fields of
the
medicine.
Words he used.
Yeah.
And you know, this guy is Rudolf Steiner. He's got schools all over here. And I was reading what their schools do not teach. I don't know if it's changed now. Said children should not be put into academics before the age of 7. Just teach them all about plants and all. Because if they go into academics, and I've not researched it more, it affects the because the energy is going into academics, it affects the development of the liver. I don't know how far it is, but there are Steiner schools over here, which are, and the philosophy which is perhaps quite widely this.
So Hector, we will advertise quite a bit about your passion.
Okay.
And I think you could tell us more about where these sessions of, you know, are being held, this composting session. You're also a member of the Eco Matters, isn't it?
I go and
help them.
Okay. But this lady whom has just called me, she's got a biodynamic farm in Helensville, and she said she's willing to conduct some. So this is the time to make that cow preparation 500. Winter, you bury it under, so we can go there and see and go on churning.
So on that note, let's listen to Kampala.
ne aile swal ko sengele iso sore che ni alo na koile sobi kunambole dole acher nirdole songlaune maru ye kali zaloile kampala 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 doi meule maka ek cinderella Rots Rots Italia Eklen Sorgar Dala Meule Kampala 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 Oh Kampala 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 Oh Meule Maka Ek Cinderella Rots Rots Italia Eklen Sorgar Dala Meule Kampala Kampala Kampala
ಮುಟ್ಲೇನಣ್ಣ ಯೋ ಬಾಯ್ಲೆ ಯೋ ಸರ ಮಕ್ಕ
Radio. Sarmaka Deep. Oh, that's the very popular song called Bebdo, sung by Lona. And
it's got a very upbeat beat.
Catchy beat. Well, the month of May. May so maino, mine so maino, sagli jan tes kartat, kartat gina. May so maino, tes kartat. But Auckland, it is called the Music Month. So there are lots of music programs in libraries, in town halls, etc.
Yeah.
So look up in the council directory or in your local community centers, and there could be a music session. In fact, one of our fellow members in the community, Ben Fernandez, is performing today.
Buckinghead.
At Buckinghead Library. So I don't know, it's a bit too late to attend.
That quartet, Maria, Grace, Sushila, and the other girl, I'm not too sure of her name, they're also performing over there.
Today, isn't it?
At Birkenhead.
At Birkenhead. Well, good news for all those who are very much interested in the Tiath, the return of the Konkani Tiath. Mm. It's scheduled for 25th of July, organized by the Goa NZ. So please mark it in your calendars for 25th. There's also, we have the talent showcase that's organized by the Melting Pot guys. That's on the 18th of July. So, you know, some good community activities out there. Please patronize them, encourage them, and also keep listening to our radio. This is one way of connecting back to our Konkani language. A very interesting thing has happened in the last 24 hours on social media, and I'm quite fascinated by the speed and the reaction that has happened over the social media. We have had instances in the past where a single event could trigger off a wave of reactions across communities. So yesterday, or the day before yesterday, in an open courtroom, the Chief Justice of India in the Supreme Court called the youth who are not employed, who are engaging in all sorts of social media activities, as cockroaches.
I've seen that, yeah.
And that stirred the youth up to such an extent that one of them went and launched a party called the Cockroach Janta Party. And he has about 11 million followers, about
24 hours.
Wow. 4 million people who have registered for the party. Some of them are ex-bureaucrats, some of them are existing politicians. And there are about 4 or 5 criteria to join the party. One of them is that you have to be unemployed and you have to be lazy. So, Shaila, since you are in the digital media, tu digital media antai. And to jagade generation Z, what do you call Z?
Na, moje generation Z na, moje generation.
Ne, tuje generation, tuje gara generation Z da je ek char banza na.
Char banza.
Husband is also generation.
No, definitely not generation Z, although he'd like to think so.
He must be very excited. Anyway, since you have a very close understanding about the functioning of this, what triggers this, you know, so-called sudden burst of, you know?
See, the Gen Zs I have in my house are the quiet ones. They don't get triggered by nothing. They're just chill. I don't know what triggers them. But you're right. There is a... That's quite an interesting reaction. That's an interesting reaction to think of launching a party as opposed to just commenting back on it. And then to get, like, what did you say? 4 million people who registered within 24 hours. That's quite something, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah,
11 million followers.
Mind-blowing. Yeah. Mind-blowing. You can imagine if you put that kind of voice and power behind certain things, how much impact it can have.
Yeah, because India is saying that its economy, the biggest strength or the foundation or the cornerstone of its economy is its younger population.
Young people, yeah.
So it doesn't have the same problems that other developed economies have of an aging population.
Correct.
And so in that context,
yep.
generally the current so-called elders think that these guys don't do anything.
Correct. They give them labels.
Yeah.
So that's a very interesting story, as we were just talking off air about someone who goes and does something like that, right? So if you think of the quintessential lazy person who's doing nothing, it's not the reaction that kind of person would give you, isn't it? So I wonder whether there is an older generation that's misunderstanding the concept or the context of this younger generation. They're definitely not living the way we used to live, or seeming productive the way we consider productivity. But they obviously don't think that they're being unproductive, because an unproductive person does not have a reaction like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they see value in their activity that we are not understanding. Mm-hmm. And the value is now 11 million. So mm-hmm. if you've got 11 million people who think the same way, there's obviously something we're missing, right?
You know, the choice of the word cockroach by the Chief Justice. You know, we all consider cockroach to be a very dirty insect living in the filth and a parasite.
My mother used to use that word, to zollo.
Yeah.
But Hector, you made a comment saying that it is one of the cleanest creatures. It is one of the cleanest insects.
Yeah.
Can you expand on it?
I remember reading it. But if you see the cockroach and its kind of resilience, so I think even if there is a nuclear war, if everything is exterminated, the cockroach will survive.
Yeah, and that's a narrative. It's a documented narrative that even in nuclear war, they expect cockroaches to survive.
It's quite I would say appropriate for the young boy who suddenly decided, and he's not a lazy guy, he's studying overseas,
he was the political communication strategist for the Aam Aadmi Party. So he's not perhaps as young as and as inexperienced, but also as he lists it, it's a satirical party, so it's not yet registered as a political party.
Okay.
And it campaigns against broader societal, economic and political issues affecting youth, including high graduate unemployment, flaws in the nationwide examination organization, wealth concentration and judicial corruption.
So this, I think it will be really interesting to see. He's a marketing genius, this fellow, and he's captured the imagination and attention by shocking everybody, you know, cockroach party. Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see where this goes from here. I think it's more than a political party if it's going to be like a movement.
I think it is more of a movement,
movement
rather than to make the so-called people in power aware that, you know, the youth need jobs, the youth have got aspirations, the youth are not really lazy, as Shaila rightly mentioned. Their concept of functioning is Generation Z is something different. Gen Z.
See, officially, the statement officially is that they are not interested in becoming a political party.
Correct.
They are also noting that Gen Z would not like current politicians to join the party.
Right.
So it's interesting if you say it's a movement, because movements have the power to do far more than political parties have the power to do. So it's quite interesting.
I think it's going to be the MAGA of India.
I don't want to compare it with MAGA. Well, MAGA has gone not on the right track.
I'm saying that MAGA is a movement. So here, it could be make India clean again or something like that.
I hope so. I hope that's the route it goes down, because the interesting thing about this is very little in the last decade has been able to capture the action of this generation. So they talk about millennials who are quite laid back, and you, so they, that's also the generation that's not voting. They're not coming out to vote. There's just no, I don't know whether it's disillusionment with all of our generations that have failed them, but clearly this has got action, right? It's created enough action to get them to do that. Yeah. So hopefully it
I think yeah, Godspeed to them.
Yeah, creates good change.
So let's listen to a song. We'll call it Fanny.
We'll call it?
We'll call it, or it's called Fanny. So let's listen to this song.
चकाली मोड़ों बट आवे ती तून बोड़ोले कोर मोड़ के उन जीबेक मजा लाऊन आंग बेस्ट तुम जे सावले ओकुस पका साए बामों आवे तुम जे कोसोले कोई सरावन तिंगा मिट्टियों मारी नाका कालीस बेस्ट तुम जे लास्तोले हाय पेड़ी मुझे कास बोड़ो ये तावास गोयांत दूसरी ना Virus marun koida maga sar ko khas, aye kitya ak samzona. Asle kora duk pedi dita koi suk, oshe aye kola. Pepsi galun pi na tor lim kaga, na tor swad gom zona. Ini moji khas boro yeta vas, aye koya tu dusri na. Virus marun koida maga sar ko khas, aye kitya ak samzona. रुच आली मुणान बट आवे ती तून बोडोईले तोर मुण गेऊन जीबेक मजा लाऊन आंग बेश्टे तुमचे चावले रुगस पाका साहेबा मोन आवे तुमचे कुसोईले तुस रावुन तिंगा मिट्यो मारी नाका कालीश बेश्टे तुमचे लास्तोले काल राती माका दारा मारून मजा उटोईले एक बॉटल नीरो जाए आता आता पोर्सन माका ताणे तापुले कोड़ कोड़ ये उन त्यावाग रोजार कोरून आवरोले आकुन मुझी बाणा रिती आसात मुणों बायर वोरों ताका दाकुले तेरी मुझे याड नाउ चोड़ फामा दाजो एता सोग लोगाओं दिस्ती पोल्या चोले एतात मारून दाओं कावो एतात बाजी पाओं राजा तो पगलाई नी तो यार कितने रूपान गोरे मुड़ा दों दो मुझे चलोंगे क दों पर सांसं बाउता सोगल्या गाँव बिड़ी मुझे याद ना उचोड़ पामा काजो इतना सोगलो गाँव अगस्ती पोला चले तक मारूं दाँ आगो इतना तो बाजी पाऊं काल राती माका दारर मारून मोजा उटोईले एक बोटल नीरो जाए आता आता फोर्सन माका
Well, you're listening to Sushika Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM and that was Nipya Dupya singing for us Fanny. Just moving from this talk about the impact that a single statement made out of you know, off the cuff remark can, you know, trigger such a huge wave of response back. But we also have something called AI, artificial intelligence. And who better than to ask our digital expert in Shaila? So, Shaila, tell us something about this AI. Everywhere people are talking, you know, AI can do this. They don't know the difference between Copilot, Gemini, and, you know, where it can be applied and all that sort of stuff. What do you think about this huge hype about AI? Even the minister said something. The finance minister also said something about
it. Wouldn't I love to get her in a conversation? It's exactly what you're calling it. It's a lot of hype. And not unlike the hype of the .com and the hype of the internet and the hype of even TV when it first came out. And you know that I think as human beings, we love the drama around all these things. But yeah, there is a lot of hype. There is a lot of knee-jerk. Let's do this. I know this. Let's make decisions. There's very little thoughtful consideration and very little listening to the people who are trying to be thoughtful about it. It is a little scary how fast business leaders and organizations are jumping feet and hands into it without really considering. There's some great comic strips that have come out. I don't know if you've seen.
No, I've not seen it.
Amazing ones about, you know, AI does this, let's do this. And someone going, maybe we should think about just tidying up some of our data before we do it. Nah, that's not so important. And so it's quite interesting. There's some epic fail stories, and they're not epic as in, you know, huge conglomerates have fallen, but just huge customer feedback issues and fails that have happened because of bias. So I went to a really interesting seminar with a lot of, you know, experts in the room, and it was interesting to me that they were talking through real world examples, some big companies, government organizations, small business, and when they put up the risks of AI, do you know what the biggest risk of AI was? Of course, we're talking about, you know, hallucinations and all the stuff that we hear about. What was the biggest risk?
I wouldn't know.
The biggest risk is human beings outsourcing their brains. So the risk is not the fault of AI, it's our absolute race to allow someone to trick us. So it was an interesting positioning about we need to use AI, thinking of it as someone you're working with. So if you think of AI as a junior assistant, as an intern, how would you treat an intern or a junior assistant? You'd get them to do all of the rookie work, all of the donkey work, get all this, and then you'd review, you'd perfect. So they talk about using AI actually makes your job more intense if you're doing it right. And none of us are doing it right. We're all trying to outsource our brains. So that's where your risk goes up significantly. Bit scary.
So it's a big topic, Shaila. We need to get somebody to educate us, particularly as you said, the people above the age of 30 are more excited than the people under the 30, age of 30.
Well, so they're more risk averse. They're more aware.
Yeah. So we should get somebody. But on that note, let's sign off. Let's say, Devbaran Karu, Saru, I Katalanku. Keep listening to our program. Keep supporting us. Spread the news. Send the link across. And have a fantastic day.
सोरो सोड़ आदली सांता सोरो सोड़ सोडूंक जायना। किलो तरी मारल्या शिवाय नीद पडाना सोडूं काव चिंता बसावण्यो करता तरी हो सोरो मुझी पाट सोडिना सोडूं काव चिंता बसावण्यो करता तरी हो सोरो मुझी पाट सोडिना माय म्हणता सोरो सोड बाब सांगता सोरो सोड भाऊ बाडता सोरो सोड सोडूंक जायना बायल मागता सोरो सोड भुरगीं रडता सोरो सोड पादली सांगता सोरो सोड सोडूंक जायना
ह्या सोऱ्यान कितें आसा ह्या सोऱ्यान कितें आसा ह्या सोऱ्यान कितें आसा
मजास मजा
ह्या सोऱ्यान कितें आसा ह्या सोऱ्यान कितें आसा ह्या सोऱ्यान कितें आसा
मजास मजा बाटली सगळी पियेलो आमाली जालो नाका नाका म्हण साकल्लो पुरो पुरो म्हण सेवल्लो बाटली सगळी पियेलो आमाली जालो
घरान कसली करण
बाब सांगता सोरो सोड पाव पाडता सोरो सोड सोडूंक जायना बायल मागता सोरो सोड भुरगीं रडता सोरो सोड पादळी सांगता सोरो सोड सोडूंक जायना
ह्या सोऱ्यान कितें आसा ह्या सोऱ्यान कितें आसा ह्या सोऱ्यान कितें आसा
मजास मजा
ह्या सोऱ्यान कितें आसा ह्या सोऱ्यान कितें आसा ह्या सोऱ्यान कितें आसा
मजास मजा
सोडता म्हणले आज नका फाल्यां सोडटा.